You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Just once again, and Andrew, this has been a highly entertaining series, man. Back and forth. You know, Oil Kings are up 3-2, and they deserve to be up 3-2, but the series has been close. Like, it's not like it's luck that they're up 3-2 or luck that Seattle's won two games. This is a tight series. So what are you expecting tonight?
I'm expecting more of the same. I'm expecting it to be physical, fast-paced, and I'm expecting another close game between these teams. Like you mentioned, Jason, this has been a great display of hockey for the Western Hockey League on the national stage, of course, with TSN airing these games across their platforms. It's been really awesome to watch. And for the Edmonton Oil Kings, here's another chance to try and close it out and pick up that third WHL championship in modern franchise history. And tonight, it's sort of the last night that they're going to walk this tightrope without a net below them, because if they don't get it done tonight, then it's obviously a big one tomorrow night with Game 7. But I think the Oil Kings, they are a real focused group. I got the sense from a morning skate here today. I think they learned their lessons in Game 5. They're going to be dialed in and ready to go here tonight.
You know, I've watched, you know, quite a bit of the games, and it seems to me they're just very tight. As you watch, you know, every game to game, has there been something that, you know, the teams have done that has kind of swayed it one way or another, as far as like individual efforts or just a tighter team game, whether on one side or the other?
You know what? I think for Seattle, when they're having the most success in this series, they've done a great job of boxing Edmonton out and keeping them to the perimeter. As long as they can keep Edmonton from getting to the front of their net, you know, they have a lot of trust in their goaltender, Thomas Milich, and he's been really good in this series. At the same time, Sebastian Kosa has been just as good, if not better, at the other end for the Edmonton Oil Kings. But, you know, for the Oil Kings, I think it's just when they're playing a little bit more desperate. I thought used a good word there. I thought they were really tight in on Saturday night. You know, it was a big crowd here at Rogers Place, and, you know, they had the championship trophy in the building. And as focused as this group has been, and as much as they've been able to take things one period at a time throughout the course of this year, I think that was the first time we saw maybe their eyes wander a little bit to what might be looking and waiting for them at the end of that game. But I think for them, it's just a matter of trusting their process that they have with this team. You know, they are missing Dylan Gunther from their lineup, but this team is as deep as any WHL team has been over the last 20 years, and they have the horses to do it. It's a matter of just trusting them, going out and executing their game plan.
Any update on the injury to Dylan Gunther? Could he play tonight?
No, he will not go tonight for the Edmonton Oil Kings. And right now, Brad Lowry, he's keeping it pretty tight-lipped, telling me day-to-day. We'll reassess him again tomorrow and go from there. So we'll have to wait and see. They will get Jackson Weed back in the lineup, and I think that's a big addition for the Edmonton Oil Kings, because without Brendan Cooney, who was injured in game 4 of the series down in Seattle, with Gunther, Cooney, and Weebo, that's 3 right wingers, and they've been forced to jumble up their lines a little bit. They've got Carter Sutch and Jake Neighbors, 2 left wingers, playing on one line. So getting Weeb back, that'll be a big boost for this team. Obviously not as big a boost as Dylan Gunther would be, but the team will have to make some hay without.
What about local Edmonton product Lucas Siona? The guy, you know, late draft pick by the Flames, but he's had himself a pretty good run here for Seattle, and then has a big moment last game.
Yeah, he's been great. You know, and he's one of many big forwards on this Seattle team. Of course, we talked about Matthew Rempe at length, and, you know, he's a redwood out there. And then you got guys like Lucas Siona and Reed Schaefer, 2 Edmonton area guys. But for Lucas Siona, I mean, that's a pretty good pick for the Calgary Flames to get him where they did. He's been an impact player in this series. He had that big goal in the third period on Saturday night. And, you know, that's just a guy going hard to the paint and using his size to box everyone around him and win a battle for a puck. You know, he's tremendously skilled, and he's not afraid to get into those dirty areas and use that real good size of his.
We're joined by Andrew Peer discussing Oil Kings and the Seattle Thunderbirds. Game 6 goes tonight. With Gunther out, and obviously if he's not playing tonight, I'm going to guess he might not be ready for Game 7, which happens to be tomorrow night. So they hope that maybe, you know, he'll be ready possibly for the Memorial Cup. In his absence, you know, guys have to move around and play. Like, he plays a pretty big role on the team. Who do you feel stepped up, and who do you think needs to step up tonight to fill that void?
Well, oddly, the guy who has stepped up to this point is defenseman Carson Golder, who's now playing second line left wing for this team. He's the Edmonton Oil Kings' leading scorer in the championship series. He's got a goal and five assists. He's got three multi-point games here in the WHL championship series. And, you know, this isn't to take anything away from the defenseman that he is, but I honestly believe he's a better forward than he is a defenseman. He's got good size. He gets around the ice well. He's got some soft hands as well, and he started to get a little bit more confidence using it. And, you know, he's been a difference maker for this team. And, you know, that's what the playoffs are all about. It's somebody you're not expecting to rise to the occasion, and Carson Golder has certainly done that. But I think if the Edmonton Oil Kings are looking to put this to bed tonight or tomorrow night, you're looking at Justin Sordiff, you're looking at Jake Neighbors, you're looking at Carter Sutch and Josh Williams. Those are the guys that are expected to produce. You know, a handful of them have done so here in this series, but when the team needs it most, you need those guys to find a way. And whether it be on the power play or even strength, Edmonton's got to find a way to break through a little bit more consistently offensively against the Seattle Thunderbirds. And, you know, that's a credit to Seattle. They've played a really nice defensive structured game here through much of this WHL championship series.
What about as far as Seattle, who's got to step up? And we touched on Lucas Siona, but who else do you think is a guy that is going to be counted on as they head through these last, what they hope would be two games?
Well, they're going to need Thomas Milich again, their goaltender. He's been just dynamite in these situations. Obviously, Seattle, they've faced elimination now six times in the WHL playoffs. And, of course, seeing as we're still playing, they've emerged victorious all six times. And you look at the numbers of their goaltender, Thomas Milich, it's a 1.67 goals against average and a 950 save percentage in these types of games. So he'll need to be good again here tonight. And up front, I mean, it's their two big horses, Jared Davidson and Lukas Vaikoski. Jared Davidson, obviously, another one of several Edmonton-born players playing on this Seattle team. He's been dynamite for them in the regular season and the playoffs. They'll need another big performance from him. And Lukas Vaikoski, a guy they acquired from Medicine Hat Tigers earlier this year, veteran in this league. He's been in the WHL championship before, back when he was 17 years old playing with the Vancouver Giants. And he's the guy who's got his second kick at the can. And I think they'll look to his desperation and his hunger to try and drive things here tonight for Seattle.
There has been players who have changed positions at time, Andrew, in their careers. Have you talked to Golder? Have you talked to the coaches? Do you think this could be more than just a one-time thing? Is this a guy who maybe could be a forward moving forward?
I think so. I think, you know, going into next year, it's going to be a big year for Carson. He's going to be a 20-year-old in this league next year. But at the very least, his value within the Edmonton Oil Kings has gone up quite a bit. Here's a guy that, you know, maybe he is a potential to be a top six forward in the WHL. And, you know, or he goes back and plays defense. You know what he is. You've seen him for, you know, 2.5 years in the WHL. You know that he's a reliable enough defenseman to play there. And yeah, I mean, having a player that versatile, I think is something that can't be overlooked. You need guys like that, especially when you get later into a season, you know, bodies are going down, and you need a guy that can be moved around the lineup, and Carson Golder has done that. I mean, the one thing I'd love to see is just track his different ice times throughout the playoffs, because, you know, there's some nights where he's the sixth defenseman on the team, and then there's other nights where he's the second line left winger. So, you know, he doesn't, some nights he doesn't know if he's coming or going, and yeah. He's done a really good job, though, of handling it all. And, you know, again, I'm looking forward to seeing what he brings here tonight.
Well, we look forward to the game, Andrew. We appreciate it. Have a good one. Have a good call.
Thanks, boys.